Do you have chaos in your mind? Do you know exactly what you're wanting to do each day? Do you have it planned out? Do you know how to find everything that you need very quickly and put things away very quickly? If you have confusion, overwhelm, just disorganization, I want to invite you into Organized Coach Academy. The doors are open now. And if you want more peace, more calm, you sit down at your desk, you know what to do, and you know where things are, and you're thinking in an organized way, join us now in Organized Coach Academy, okay? You can go to simplysquaredaway.com/OCA. Get more information there and join us. If you have additional questions, please reach out to me at tracy@simplysquaredaway.com or on Instagram at Tracy Hoth, H-O-T-H. Today, I want to talk about the one routine you must have in your coaching business. You must have this routine if you want to grow your coaching business. I wonder if you have it. What are you thinking it might be? Okay, let's get into the episode, the one routine you must have in your coaching business. Are you ready to work less, feel more organized and productive, streamline repetitive tasks, and implement systems that allow your coaching business to run smoothly even without you? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Organized Coach Podcast, your go-to source for practical tips and solutions. I'm your host, Tracy Hoth, professional organizer, certified life coach, simplifying expert, and most of all, down-to-earth fellow coach just like you. No matter if you think you're missing the organizing gene, have ADHD, or just love anything organizing, I'm here to help you become an organized coach with a business that works for you. Pull up a seat and let's get started. Okay, the one routine you must have in your coaching business. I wish that all of you that are listening to this, everyone, could tell me what they think it is. If you had to guess, what do you think it is? That would be so fun if I knew the answers. Okay, there are a lot of routines to choose from, right? I mean, I was even trying to write some down. Content production, your client onboarding routine, checking your email, organizing your files. Like there's so many things. Your morning routine, your close down routine. What is it that every coaching business must have? And I want to call it your money hour. Okay, so it's inspired by the Power Hour. We had an episode with Georgie Bryant about the Power Hour. I am calling this specifically the Money Hour. This is your money-making activity routine. If we do not have a routine where we do money-making activities, our business isn't going to grow, right? We're not going to have any money because we're not doing any activities specifically that bring in money. So as I was thinking about this, I was like, okay, let's just brainstorm some ideas. What do we do to make money? So first, I want to ask you, where do you get your clients now? Where do you get money now? How does it come into your business? So let's say you have one-on-one clients. Let's say you have a group program or a course. Or a mastermind. If you're thinking of any of those things, how do you get the people that pay you the money? What are you doing currently? And there's lots of different ideas, right? You could be networking and you could network in different groups that you're in, tell people about what you do. You could be speaking. You could speak on a topic and that's how you would get people. You could be a guest on a podcast and someone hears about you from the podcast, or you have your own podcast, or it could be from Instagram. It could be from an email that you make an offer in and someone purchases because they're on your email list. It could be an offer that you make in a reel and someone sees that and then comes to you and buys your product or your service. So think about you. What do you do? Think of the clients that you have, even if you have two, think about those two clients. And I want you to think about where you got them from and how they ended up paying you. Did you get on a sales call? Is that how they paid you? They said yes. And then you sent them a link. How did you get them on the sales call? How did they find out about you? So I want you to think about, jot some of those things down, push pause, jot some of those things down before we go any further. Because those things, the things that are actually working for you, are going to be in your money hour. So what is making you money right now? Where are your clients coming from right now? And you're going to make a list of all of those things. So when I made my list, I make an offer to them personally. Maybe I speak to them, connect with them. I email them. I send out emails with offers in them. Maybe I reach out to one person in particular. I remember doing this for Organized Coach Academy in the very first round. I reached out to some people that I thought might be interested in joining, and someone joined that I reached out to. Maybe more. I'm just thinking of one person in particular. But that was a money-making activity, to reach out and make an offer to her specifically. I have been on podcasts, and podcasts, people have found me from being on a podcast, and they have joined or paid me money because they found me in that way. People have found me because they searched their podcast app and found my podcast and then paid me money. People have found me in Facebook groups and then paid me money. So think of all the ways that people have paid you money and how they found out about you, and what was the exact offer that you made to them that made them either sign up for a call or join a course, purchase a course, or join a group. Then the next thing, so if we have a list of those activities, and let's say we don't have that many clients and you want your list to grow, you want to have more money-making activities, you can make a list of things you want to try, because maybe those things will help you make money. But I want you to first look at what you do, and then you can write a few more things that you want to try. And then how do we make it a routine? How do we develop a routine of money-making activities? Anytime we want to create a routine, the best way is to tie it to something that we already do. That way it's easier to do something already that we're doing and have a note or have an add-on. Okay, when we do this, we're also going to do this. And we slowly start to build on, and people call that habit stacking. We slowly start to build habits onto something that's already working in our life. So when I think about this, I want to create a routine. I want to tie it to something I already do. Think of the most simple thing. I mean, you already walk in your office and maybe you look at your calendar. And that's the key to starting this routine. That's what you're going to tie it to. Maybe it's eating lunch, like you eat lunch every day. So when you come back from lunch, you're going to do this routine. Maybe you have a standing 9 o'clock appointment. And right after that appointment's done, you do this routine. You're going to tie on this routine to something. So you look at where you're making money already and what are those activities. Then you look at something you're already doing that you can add your money hour to. And right now you might call it a money half hour, whatever you want to call it, depending on what your situation is, how much time you have, but to have some sort of money making activity routine. So what do you do already? What are you going to tie it to? And then what's it going to look like? So keeping it super simple in the beginning is key, because if you make it super complicated, it's you're not going to do it. And so that's where I'm saying, if it's an hour and that's super complicated, you might want to reduce it down to 15 minutes. The easiest way to begin this is to ask yourself a question. And the question could be, what's one action that will make me money? I remember a coach told me this a long time ago. She said, what is the action? What's going to make you money? Where's the money? You do the action that's in relation to that. So when I think about that, it's like, oh, maybe that's replying to an email. Before I do anything else, I'm going to reply to this email because there's an opportunity to make an offer there. Maybe it's sending a payment link. Maybe it's sending an extra email out. Maybe someone DM'd you, so it's replying to that DM. So it doesn't have to be complicated. If you say, where is the money? What is one action that I can take that will make me money? Then you can do that one thing. And that's how you can start. You can just start by tying it to something you're already doing and then asking the question, what's one action I can take right now that will make me money? The other question you can ask is, what's one offer I will make right now? That could be sending that extra email. It could be reaching out to someone personally. It could be making a reel that has an offer associated with it. It could be pitching to one podcast. It could be networking, booking a coffee chat, inviting someone to connect with you. Now, as I was thinking about this, I'm like, okay, is connecting with someone the same as making an offer to someone? Do we have to be that picky about if we're going to make one offer every day, does it have to be, here is a product, do you want my product? Or could it be connecting with someone and that's included in that? Could I make an offer to connect with someone? Could I make an offer to be on their podcast? Could I make an offer to join my coaching program? Could I make an offer to work with me individually? All of those things for me, just to keep it really simple, they all fall into this category. As long as it's something that has brought people in and made me money. That's why I started with the question, what have you or where have your current clients come from and what has worked in bringing you in money? That's what you would do then to start the routine. You would tie it to something you do and begin by asking the question, what's one action that will make me money? What's one offer I can make right now? Okay, that's the very beginning of a baby routine, is doing that one thing. So if you're going to develop this then into a money hour, into a larger routine, what would that look like for you? So one of the things that came up last week in episode 43, what are six things that organized coaches do? I imagine this routine, and this is what I'm implementing in my own life, that I have a money hour where the first thing I do is review my goals. I look and that's why, again, I go to my calendar because it has the goal written on the top of it. It's all in one place. So I look at the goal and I review that goal. Then I want to be creating a organized CEO mindset. There's belief work, thought work. So I have a statement on a belief or a thought on my calendar next to the goal. And that's what I'm practicing. So I read my goal and then I practice my thought. And then I ask myself the question, how will I add value? So that's another form kind of the questions that I had mentioned earlier, but how will I add value? One of the ways people come to me is through Facebook groups and me adding value into that group. So I want to take 15 minutes to go into, I have about 5 groups that I really have fun in that I really enjoy. So I go into one of those groups or a couple of those and I can add value there. Then I'm going to ask the question, what's one action that will make me money or what's one offer I will make right now? How will I connect? So that could include, and I'm making a list. So when I open my calendar and it's money hour time, I'm going to have all this written in there. It's like a little checklist. I'm going to read my goal. I'm going to practice my thought and I'm going to ask the question, how will I add value? I'm going to take action on that. Then I'm going to ask the thought, what's one action that will make me money? Or an offer I can make right now. And I want a list in there because I don't want to be too strict. I want to do what feels good in the moment or what came up yesterday. I want to be able to do those things, but I don't want to have to think new of it every week. So I want to have a brainstormed list of a few things and a few options in there so I can look at that list really quick and then I can take action. Eventually, maybe in your routine, you're very good and you do exactly the same thing every day. Were you one of those people that swept on Mondays, did laundry on Tuesdays, emptied the trash on Wednesdays? I was never one of those people, but I knew people. I had friends that were very routine and very much like that. So for you, you have to decide what's kind of the way you are naturally and that is going to get you the result you want. So for me, it's being able to see that list and then kind of doing what feels good in the moment, what I feel like I have the energy to do or the courage to do or the time to do. So one of it might be, you know, it might be taking a little bit longer. So I don't want to do that today because I have too many calls today or whatever, but I'm going to do my money routine. So I'm going to read my goals, practice my thought, add value, and then take one action that will make me money. And I had this list: send a payment link, follow up with someone, send one extra email to my list if I feel inspired to make an offer in that way, reach out to someone personally. Maybe it could be posting with the offer of a freebie I have to remind people, or it could be posting an offer to work with me one-on-one or to join my course, whatever it might be. It could be a post, it could be a reel, it could be an offer to listen to my podcast episode. I'm also researching and pitching to podcasts to be a guest on podcasts. So it could be to research and document one of the podcasts and pitch with an email to that person and send an Instagram DM to that person or whatever that might look like. So if you want me on your podcast, I'd love to be a guest and add so much value for your listeners to learn about organization and where to start when they're overwhelmed and how to get digitally organized, whatever it might be. In that way, reach out to me. Or maybe it's networking and booking a coffee chat with someone or making the offer. I just did this recently in one of my Facebook groups and I just offered, I like to get to know people one-on-one. If anyone would book a coffee chat with me, here's my link. So there's little things like that where you can connect and offer something. So there are lots of other stuff that we could be doing, right? We could be working on our funnel or creating a new freebie or writing a new post or redoing a page on our website. I just wrote something on my list too. Oh, to make a media kit page to update mine or to create a new email. You know, there's so many things on our lists of things that we need to do or that we want to do. But to grow our business, we have to be doing money-making activities. And so to implement the routine of a money hour is super important. And it can kind of make it fun. And be creative. Use your creativity in the creation of what your money hour looks like. So is it fun? Does it feel good? Does it connect you with other people? Does it add value to the world? Ask all those questions as you're creatively making this routine in your business. Okay, I'd love to hear other ideas. So I brainstormed these ideas about money-making activities, but I would love to hear what your money-making activities are for you, what works, what's brought in clients, or what's something new that you want to try. And maybe you're wondering, is this worth trying? Should I do this? So DM me on Instagram at Tracy Hoth, and we can have a conversation about that. I would love to have a whole episode on money-making activities. That sounds fun to me too. You have more time to work on money-making activities when your business is organized, when you have your time and your mind and your assets organized and systems in place. We set up the foundations of our business in an organized way so that our brain is free from all the drama, all the disorganization, all the confusion, all the mess. So join me in Organized Coach Academy, and I will lead you step by step through that program with tutorials and live calls and everything you need to get you to be thinking like an organized CEO so that you have that peace and the calm. And I love how on the sales page it says, so that your brain feels like it's getting the best massage ever every day you sit down to work. Are you ready? Join me in Organized Coach Academy. One action are you going to take to set up your money hour? Think of one question you want to ask yourself, what you're going to tie it to, what activity you're already doing that you're going to tie it to, and then begin doing that today. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Wait, if you're finding this podcast useful, you must check out the Organized Coach Academy. It's my course where I walk you through every step to get your business organized, to get yourself organized, to save money and time, to prepare to hire someone, to do all the things that you want to do in your business with ease. Check that out at simplysquaredaway.com/OCA. Also, I'm sure you've heard this a million times, but I would love it. It's my way of knowing that you're enjoying the podcast if you leave a written review. I have lots of freebies for you. They're linked in the show notes. You can find them in my bio on Instagram @TracyHoth. And until next week, have a beautiful day.